The Skeptic and the Rabbi by Judy Gruen. Read for you by Susanna Burney. This book is dedicated to the memory of my grandparents, Rabbi Bernard Cohen, Ph.D., Ethel Goldman Cohen, Herbert Theodore Rosenfeld, Cecilia Rosenfeld, M.D. Foreword by Michael Medved. There's a common Talmudic term, nogea bedavar, that ought to disqualify me immediately from attempting an appropriate foreword for Judy Gruen's fine book. A nogea bedavar is an interested party, a concerned individual with an unmistakable stake in some enterprise or dispute. If you're nogea bedavar, you can't pretend to be impartial, and I can't possibly feign impartiality to the events and arguments that Judy describes so vividly in these pages. My wife Diane and I played a small personal role in Judy's journey toward Orthodox Jewish commitment, and we participated in the frenzied celebration of her fairy tale, or frummy tale, wedding some quarter century ago. Her husband Jeff succeeded me as president of the California congregation I co-founded, and he counts as one of the most honorable and universally admired individuals I've ever encountered. The pride I feel in Judy's eloquent description of her spiritual and intellectual development is as much personal as it is professional. Yet even those who have never met the Gruens will come away from this listening experience with the sense that you can now number them among your intimate friends. Through the intimacy and force of her writing, Judy presents family members and friends that I don't know personally with the same vivifying affection with which she describes characters I've known for many years. This marvelous book should connect with the widest possible readership, ferociously religious or fervently secular, Jewish, Christian, or humanist, baby boomer, Gen Xer, or millennial. Unlike other conversion stories, Judy stresses the fact that making a religious commitment need not involve a transformation that is immediate or total. A spiritual awakening, a sense of adventure, and a near idyllic romance may have led her to a new life as a religious Jew, but they never created a wholly new, unrecognizable personality. The old Judy is still very much there, capable of looking with bemused skepticism at the fulfilling Orthodox existence she establishes for herself and her family. Her example makes a crucial point for all people of faith, and for those friendly doubters or deniers with a sincere desire to understand them. When an individual pursues a new religious path, she may hear angels singing or bells ringing, but it's the beginning, not the end, of her most important story. Any seeker who longs for a climactic resolution of all doubts and divisions, capped with the words, "and they lived happily ever after," won't find such trite conclusions in religious congregations of any denomination. That's especially true for Jews, who take seriously the teaching that our forefather Jacob earned the name Israel by wrestling with God. Like so many serious Jews of recent generations, Judy keeps alive within her household the spirit of both sets of grandparents, the cheerfully disbelieving secularists, alongside the philosophically rigorous religious believers. Most Jewish families in the United States can identify relatives or ancestors who felt the powerful claims of religious observance, as well as others who preferred to devote their Friday nights to Woody Allen movies or sweet and sour pork at Cantonese restaurants. To an undeniable degree, Judy's relationship with Judaism comes across as a serious romance, but one that raises as many new life questions as it settles. The call to rules, rituals, and restraint that she associates with Rabbi Daniel Lappin, her teacher, and mine, don't bring an end to thinking and choosing, but provide a means to think more deeply and choose more richly. In reliving this story through these pages, I'm reminded of the immortal epigraph to the 1910 novel Howard's End by the supremely eloquent English non-Jewish novelist E.M. Forster. "Only connect," the great storyteller exhorts his readers, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?